This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind. How are you today, friends? How are you? You're better than Todd Mitchell, probably, because he has no voice today. Still a product of being wiped out from food poisoning. But he's on the mend. He'll be back tomorrow. We know that. Voice getting a little better. I'll give you the exact medical report here from Todd as I got it right early this morning. Getting some strength back, getting some voice back. Hope to be back Wednesday. Thanks to all for covering the bases while I'm gone. I'd much rather be there. There he is. So Todd's on the mend. Back tomorrow. How about that? K-Fire 550, Bismarck Mandan, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, the mothership for the What's On Your Mind radio network. Also heard on AM 1100, The Flag. 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. KTGO 1090 radio. Williston to Minot and Canadian border down to Dickinson. And, of course, KLTC and Dickinson on the western edge. 1460 on your radio dial. Glad you're listening wherever you are. You can also download the podcast of the program if you go to whatsonyourmindradio.com and listen anytime. We have the replay on K-Fire most nights, 7 to 9 p.m. We have the ability for you to take us with you in your smartphone. Just download that iHeart radio app, and you'll take us along. Type in KFYR, and you don't have to miss one darn second of this radio program. I have about 100 things I want to talk about today. It's one of those days where there's just a lot going on. A lot going on. Minnesota screwing something else up for the state of North Dakota. This time, permanent flood protection. You know, I've not been one to really rabble rouse on the whole flood protection options. I really haven't. Haven't spent a lot of time on it. I'm a little battle weary from all my years in Grand Forks. And, you know, after all those flood fights there, and then, of course, 97 happens, it just becomes a no-brainer, right? An absolute no-brainer that you need flood protection. And Grand Forks got it. And now, you know, when 52 feet comes by, people whistle and sip on lemonade. I mean, it just is, it's not a big deal. It's the poster child for what was and what can be. And obviously, Fargo has gone through a exhaustive process on the best approach for Fargo. And a lot of people have come together and said that's a diversion. It's not without pain. I feel for landowners. I feel for those unprotected. It's a tough darn deal. But you have to pick something and you have to go. You have to have a process and you have to go. It's sort of like the Dakota Access Pipeline, right? 2+ years, proposal to, you know, yes or no on the permits, and you go. You have a process, you listen, you have discussion, you do all that, but you just at some point have to go. Minnesota's DNR now is, throwing a monkey wrench into this. And Minnesota, I'm sorry, again, I will say this as a native Minnesotan. Native Minnesotan. Someone that has great love for what Minnesota was, not what it's become, unfortunately. Infected by this bigger government is better mentality of, you know, save us from ourselves. It just is so at odds with those that ultimately made Minnesota great once and came here to settle. It's just sad to see, but it's really what's wrong with a lot of the country. Minnesota's sort of a microcosm for that. You got the big cities, and they're very liberal, and, you know, all of a sudden you have more votes and these things happen. You elect people like Al Franken. I mean, you allow votes to be stolen, as they were from Norm Coleman. This stuff just happens. And you have a very large contingency of radical, extreme environmentalists in Minnesota that scare the living daylights out of the politicians. So when sensible things come along, like a pipeline that will bring safely product to market in a way safer than a train or a truck would, nope, don't want it. You have communities hundreds of miles, hours from the Bakken that pass gravel bans because they don't want to allow the sale of their gravel. They want to get in the middle of a willing seller, willing buyer because they hate fossil fuels. That's the kind of really wacko mentality that has taken over Minnesota. And their DNR is controlled by this extreme environmentalist group. So they're more worried about some little fish and would be perfectly happy to say, you know, you fought those fights before and won, so just use some sandbags. Just go for it. So I know there's people in North Dakota and Minnesota that are happy by the decision to see it sold the diversion, but that's for different reasons. I don't believe they believe a lot of this nonsense. They just don't like the solution that's been chosen. But Minnesota's pulled another fast one there. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. Let me just also briefly talk about the situation at NDSU with the president, Dean Brashani, there. Dean Brashani has been the subject of a Board of Higher Education discussion related to his leadership. I do think he recognizes that his style maybe is in need of some improvement. Dean Brashani has been a good president for NDSU. There's no doubt about that. He has. You can't look at the benchmarks that any president will be judged on and not say things, whether that be enrollment, whether that be, you know, research, whatever. Now, you can also look at some issues that were not handled well. Communication was done poorly or whatever. And one recent example was the media contract and the texts that were flying back and forth. And so they hired an outside investigator and brought in an attorney and had him look at it. The attorney, a woman from Kansas, has gone through this entire thing. And basically what she said is that no policies were violated by the president. That was the main thing, because some people were alleging, hey, these are policies, and you know, and they said no policies. But the rest of the report is essentially a confirmation of all the other things that has had the Board of Higher Education concerned. And so it is one more issue that I believe will need to be dealt with related to whether or not to renew the contract of Dean Brashani, which now is scheduled for November. If Dean Brashani is able to muster some humility amidst his robust talents, he'll remain as president of the NDSU. But there's enough there that it will require a, hear me, I'm not going to do it this way anymore. You know what I mean? The arrogance has got to be dialed back. And by the way, that ought to be front and center for anybody that comes into North Dakota in any kind of a position. You need humility. We all do. But I North Dakotans require it in a measure unlike anything I've ever seen before. I gave that advice to Mark Kennedy, who was a friend of mine before he became president of UND. Knew him as a congressman and someone at GWU doing some good work. And Kevin Cramer and I had lunch with him 3 years ago in Washington, learned all about what he was doing there and caught up. And, you know, I mean, and now here he's president of UND. So, that's neat and it's fun. It's good to see. But I said, boy, don't come in with a congressional mentality, right? Like I'm a member of Congress. Don't come in with that. Humble pie. And by the way, not fiend humility, not that sort of, I'm a really big deal, but I'm going to pretend I'm not. Because, you know, we sniff that out a mile away as well. And, you know, it's easier for me to say this stuff because I've been far from humble way too many times in my life. It's just easy to get a snoot full of yourself, you know, when you're in the media world. It really is. Get an interview here, or, you know, build something there, and all of a sudden you're great. You know, so I don't say any of this about President Brashani, President Kennedy, or for that matter, doling out the advice to anyone in North Dakota without a recognition that I think I can say it, because after 51 years, I've got some scars to prove I wasn't very humble way too many times. But I try to be. I try to be now. I really do. I struggle with it every single day to, you know, have a filter of humility, if you will, or to say, really, is it, you know, in general, and this is sort of maybe the parent in me, if you can have your kids understand it's not about you, in other words, it's not about them, hey, it's not about you. Every 13-year-old, 18-year-old, 20-some-year-old thinks it's about them. They just do. And much of that we keep into our adult years. Just think it's all about you. But a sense of selflessness, a sense of humility that is true and genuine will last forever. Really will. You look at people who fall in big positions. What is it? It's pride. It's a lack of humility. So I'm hoping that situation is resolved, but it's a little ways to go. Dave Pepcorn is going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about refugee resettlement. He is a Fargo City Commission member. I hope folks in Bismarck and Grand Forks, where there are other refugees, will listen closely to this. Also want to tell you about some firsthand reports of the lawlessness we've talked about at the encampment south of Bismarck. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/nd-da.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in. You're really better physically, you're better emotionally, you're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight. Your cells shut down. Bad stuff is trapped in. And from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day. And you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Presidential debate tonight between Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana previously, and Tim Kaine, senator from Virginia. Should be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. Both, I think, have strong congressional credentials, governing credentials, if you will, in the case of Pence, obviously, as governor, and also as a member of the House leadership. I met Mike Pence a couple of times, interviewed him a few times, really enjoyed him over the years. He was a radio talk show, so he always was quick to say yes to interviews with fellow talkers, but really kind, nice individual, Remember, I was at CPAC one time, and it was when my book had come out in 2010 about the Tea Party movement, grassroots, and he went and bought a book over at the booth where they were selling them, and came over to where I was doing the show and asked me to autograph the book to him. I was humbled by that. Speaking of humility, it was very sweet, very nice guy. And Tim Kaine is, reasonable Democrat. I mean, I think this could be a debate on the policy rather than the trash talk. You know, Hillary clearly doesn't want to talk about anything other than Donald Trump. Maybe these two will actually get into, here's what the tax policy would mean. You know, here's what really taking on ISIS means. You know, here's what you cost us by leaving Iraq. Oh, we couldn't get a forces of agreement. That is such a scam. It's unbelievable. If the president of the United States doesn't engage to get an agreement with the Iraqis to keep troops there, obviously there's not going to be an agreement, and obviously they're going to lose. They're going to leave. We still have troops there, and there's no agreement. It is just mind-boggling. Those are the things we ought to be debating in this presidential race. The insanity Lester Holt is bringing up. Birther controversies in 1970 lawsuits in New York City, some housing project. You got to be kidding me. It's unbelievable. But this too shall pass in about 30-some-odd days. Hey, I failed to give you the telephone number. Let me do it now. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number, because I want to find out what's on your mind here today. 701-258-0550. Another local number to call us. You can text me today at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. You can email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You want to comment on anything I've had to say so far today, whether it be on the diversion battle with Minnesota or the necessity of humility in leaders in North Dakota to survive, specifically higher ed, specifically President Brashani, or anything else in your mind, lay it on me. Top of next hour, Dave Pepcorn is going to be here, Fargo City Commission member. We're going to talk about refugee resettlement and an effort he is undertaking to get to the numbers. What does it cost us? Set aside whether it's the right thing to do and whether the U.S. should be saying, you're in a bad situation, let's pop you out of there, let's get you over here, let's get you a new life. That's the emotional argument, all right? And we can talk about that separate. Let's talk about the facts. What does it cost our schools? What does it cost our law enforcement? How many interactions? Let me just give you a hypothetical. If we dig into this and find out collectively the Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo police departments are interacting on a regular basis with members of the refugee community. In other words, I get a call for service, somebody is doing domestic violence, somebody's stolen something, somebody is in jail, whatever. A law has been broken. Proportionally, that happens 30-40% of the time when we make one of those calls versus people that have been here a long time. And I'm not even talking about race. I'm talking about, were you resettled here? Or are you a long-time resident here or of the area? And it's 5% for those that lived here and 40% for those that are refugee. Wouldn't you go, wait a minute, there's something's not working here. Something's not working. Would we not include the schools to say, okay, we got a lot of kids to educate. If it's taking a disproportionate amount of the budget for refugees versus the students that have lived here, you know, K through 12, shouldn't we rethink that? Get the data. Get the emotion out of it. Get the data. Well, just ask for the data, and what are you? You're a racist. I think what he's doing is a great idea. Look forward to that conversation. Also, come up here in a couple of minutes, Chuck Claremont from the North Dakota Safety Council is going to talk about a new training facility. They are breaking ground for that today at 10 in Bismarck. What a great event. What a great facility. What a great organization. Looking forward to finding out about that from Chuck coming up here in just a couple of minutes. All right, let's see here. Hmm. reviewing some texts, reviewing some calls. We're brought to you in part today, by the way, by our friends in Tioga. One of our favorite communities, because it's, of course, home to KTGO, but also one of our regular stops in our top 10 towns on What's On Your Mind. And we thank our sponsors in Tioga that include Hess, Sheldon Welding, Tioga Ace Hardware, Tioga Medical Center, and the Mainstay Suites in Tioga, one of our top 10 towns. Appreciate it very much. Texter says, listening from the tractor in Swift County, Minnesota. I love that when folks are listening from the tractor. You can call, too, by the way. We love it. 800-228-0550. Give us a ring. But we'll take a text, too. So this Swift County listener, listening while on the tractor, says, as a farmer, as a hunter, as a fisherman and trapper, I could say I don't think too much of our DNR. Governor Mumbles or Al Franken. For one thing, when I go to South Dakota fishing, I get about a 6-page law book. The Minnesota one is about 75 pages. On another note, Obamacare has got to go. Premium went up 50% last year. Now Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota dropped everyone who's self-employed. Go Trump. Well, you're darn right. Good wisdom from the tractor in Swift County. Thank you for listening. Appreciate that. Are you kidding me? Says another texter. A lot of the out-of-state protesters may be able to vote in our election because their address is the squatter's camp, and they've been there more than 30 days. Ridiculous. Yeah, that can't be. It just simply can't be. And that question came up yesterday for Drew Wrigley in the hour-long talk radio town hall we did on the Dakota Access Pipeline situation. He asked us to reach out to Al Jager to get the specifics on that, but thought it not plausible. And we are doing it. We're going to try and get Al Jager on the program specifically to talk about that issue. That's happening on Friday at 10 o'clock on the program. So he'll be here. Mark your calendar for that as well. We're trying to get the author of this piece I have up on my Facebook page with a firsthand account of lawlessness at Standing Rock. Gentleman's name is Deshaun Cunningham. Deshaun is from Omaha. He came up here with supplies from an Omaha area tribe to help out the folks at Standing Rock. He then decided to be part of the protest. He supports the efforts of the protest. He doesn't like the pipeline. He's part of this. But he has now been a whistleblower of sorts on the lawlessness at Standing Rock. And some of this stuff will curl your ears. It's not good at all. It's very detailed. There's a lot here, and again, a lot of this is the firsthand things that he has seen, an eyewitness account, if you will, of the violations of not only Standing Rock tribal code, but all kinds of laws. Check that out if you get a chance. Confirmation of everything we've been saying about the lawlessness there.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Look at the calendar, and you know, we have less and less sunlight every day. So what sunshine we do have, why not enjoy it? And bring it into your home with a sunroom from Four Seasons Sunroom, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. The nice thing about a sunroom is it's the one true investment you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. You have more room to live in, and it's beautiful. All glass room, that sun is just coming in. Could be a living room, a bedroom, a wonderful addition of any kind to your home. A lot of glass to choose from, 19 different styles, and it's not a six-month construction project. You literally can have it done in about a week, and it's added value to your home. Four Seasons Sunroom has been doing this in North Dakota since 1992. Give me another thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free and special financing too. Call this number, 701-793-0710, 793-0710 for a free in-home estimate.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number brought to you in part today by B-Mobile, home of Hum by Verizon. You know what Hum is? You thought B-Mobile Verizon was phones and tablets, right? Well, they are, as is America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. But they're more than that. This Hum by Verizon is the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. And features like roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling. And for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment. The activation fee and 3 months of service back is a bill credit. So get Hum and go. And you'll find them in Fargo and Bismarck, Minot and Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Bodno in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. To find a location near you, go to bmobile.com. Connect and communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, you guys trying to track down Chuck, right? We got a bad number here, I guess, for Chuck Claremont. He's probably in the middle of a field getting ready for shovel duty for the new safety center for the North Dakota Safety Council today. They're doing a training facility in Bismarck, and the groundbreaking is happening right now. Pretty cool. All right. And the guys are trying to get a hold of him here. So, go to town. For some reason, his cell phone's not working, right? We have the right number. It's very odd, because I have the same one you guys do. So, anyway, go ahead what? What does go ahead mean? You know what go ahead means? Somebody's telling me go ahead. I don't know what that means. You find out. Ravante, you're the producer. Take control of the program. We had a number of requests for us to post a link to our interview yesterday with Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley. I'm just doing that as we speak right now. We had a talk radio town hall on the Dakota Access Pipeline. Enjoyed it. It was good information. Heard a lot about it. So I have just done that as we speak. That was my duty during the break here. Okay? Listen here. There you go. Right on. All right. Now that's done. So thank you. Just trying to answer all these requests from our fine listeners as we get them. Happy to do it. All right. Here is another text while we wait for Chuck. The protest. I'm non-native living on a reservation. Natives have never been held accountable for their actions, and this unlawful protest is just another thing they're getting away with. Is our governor afraid to follow the law because they're native? You or I would have been put away right at the beginning. That specific question was asked of Drew Wrigley yesterday. Is there a political correct element to the application of force to implementing the law related to this. They pushed back on that, but I have to tell you, I agree. I think if I was down there inviting people to come in to support fossil fuel use on core property, I don't think this would have gone as long as it has. Now, on the other hand, I do sympathize with law enforcement and for those asked to do this, the National Guard, the Highway Patrol, the Sheriff's Office, the Governor's Office, because, example, you go down to a protest. Yesterday, how about this? Yesterday during the show, there were 100 cars that took off. 100 cars that were leaving the encampment to go do something. We didn't know what, right? Directly during the program says, well, it first started with 50, and then it grew to 100, and we're saying, well, where are they going? What are they doing? Well, then they ultimately turned back, right? Obviously, some sort of either they were testing to find out whether or not anybody would know they left the camp, which, if they were listening to the radio, they got their answer, or it was a little game, a little cat and mouse. I don't know. But my point is, say that plays out. Say there's 2.5 people per car, so they're going wherever they're going to do a protest, attach themselves to equipment or whatever. Okay, and law enforcement shows up with 20 people there, maybe 20 people there. So you got 200 plus of them, and 250 of them, and you got 100 of 20 law enforcement officers. You don't exactly have a great situation there. So that's one thing I think we have to keep in mind. In other words, try arresting 200 people with 20 officers. So whether I'm native or whether I'm white, that's a difficult situation logistically for law enforcement. That's a tough deal. So I think you have to keep that in mind to the texter and to the call yesterday who said, this is nothing but being politically incorrect. Another emailer said, Scott, need you to talk about a growing and very important story. The state of North Dakota is working behind the scenes to grab 340,000 mineral acres under Lake Sakakawea, disenfranchising hundreds of mineral owners. Get this story out. I read about it, actually, in the Oil Patch Hotline, and we are going to be speaking later today on Energy Matters with Dennis Blank about that very situation. So we'll dig into that a little bit. I have heard about it. I've been trying to get my arms around the story, and my understanding is the land board is behind it, and you've got, trying to remember. I think Kelly Schmidt is one that has supported this decision. Wayne Stenchen, the other. And then who else is on that board? I got to remember Al Jager. The governor, I don't remember the entire board. We'll find out. We'll dig into this. So I appreciate those kind of tips. Absolutely do. No question about it. Thank you very much. Another email I'll get to in a moment. We did find our newsmaker of the morning, Chuck Claremont from the North Dakota Safety Council. Chuck, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Scott. It's a great day here in North Dakota. Great day to be part of the North Dakota Safety Council.
This is a big deal. I know that we are blessed to live in a place where shovels come on a lot and groundbreakings happen and there's a little ta-da. But this is more than just an office place and a location for the North Dakota Safety Council to be at. Tell me a little bit about what this new training facility will do.
Well, this training facility really features almost a 5,000 square foot hands-on training lab, and it's going to feature things where there's a rescue tower, there's going to be equipment that's going to be utilized for high-level fall protection, confined space rescue, rope rescue, safe scaffold assembly courses, and a number of other hands-on training courses that really are offered, limited offerability throughout the state. We do offer them annually at our conference, and we recognize that hands-on training and the blended learning you get from being able to actually, physically perform a function before you go out in harm's way or, where in your actual environment where this, safety hazards occur, that really makes a huge difference in terms of, memorability. And so, yeah, today is a huge day for us, groundbreaking. I mean, construction is going to start ASAP, but, the more important thing to us is that you know, it's an opportunity for North Dakota and this region to have a facility to be for that type of training, the hands-on training.
This is, has gone rather swiftly as well, hasn't it? I mean, really, everything's come together in short order to get this done.
Well, short order, we started, as a matter of fact, I was looking back at emails this morning. July 23rd, 2012 is when really the first discussion happened at this with our current project manager, Consolidated Construction. So it's been 4 years of planning and fundraising and planning some more fundraising. And, you know, thankfully through some donations from 35 plus companies and a great financial package, it's able to put us in a position to break ground today. By no means we're done in terms of fundraising. There's more money we want to raise. There's more things need to happen. There's phase two of the project that incurs and we'll have a 5,000 square foot dirt arena, as well as a community room where we can do, you know, safety training events and work on equipment training, such as all some ice training we provide, as well as trenching and excavating and things like that. So, I mean, we're not done. This just is the beginning for us, but it does put us in a position, we think, to, you know, get started next July. And then from that standpoint, we think it's really going to make a difference here in North Dakota in us being able to recognize our mission of saving lives and preventing injuries, unintentional injuries in the state and the region.
All right. So let the record reflect that I was definitely wrong that it happened in short order. But the public part of this, the public, obviously a lot of work going into it for many years. But the public part of this, I think the first time you mentioned to me was less than a year ago. I think we're going to get this done. I think we're going to do this building. And obviously we're getting some great support and looking for more to keep the momentum going, right?
Yeah, that's the thing is, you know, it's a long process and it's okay because it's amazing how many things have changed and how this project has actually got better over the 4 years. And I was just talking to our assistant executive director, Lynette Hansen, this morning and just saying that, you know, even some of the hands-on training components that we talked about 4 years, we have so much surpassed expectations from what we initially thought we were going to have. And now we're partnering with, you know, nationally known companies like Rocco Rescue and Louisiana and scaffolding, the Scaffolding Training Institute in Texas. And we're, you know, high level training groups like that we're going to be able to bring that type of high level safety training to North Dakota, where, you know, in some cases it's been unaffordable for people to be able to send their staff, you know, that far away to do the training. And now it's going to be affordable training and high level training. And that's the part that's exciting us, as well as other things. There's distance learning we're going to have. The technology is going to be so much better than what we currently have in our space. And, you know, we're kind of fractioning our offices here in Bismarck at a couple different spaces, you know, literally a block and a half away, two offices. So there's going to be so many efficiencies that are going to happen as a result of it. And because of those efficiencies and the technologies and the facility, we just feel that the opportunity to prevent unintentional injuries and save lives it's even going to escalate further.
$5.5 million facility that will serve the industries of energy, construction, manufacturing, oil and gas, utilities, transportation, mining, healthcare, and more in a 23,000-plus square foot regional training facility, state-of-the-art. And, you know, phase one, for instance, you got the hands-on training lab, rescue tower, and equipment to be utilized during high-level fall protection, confined space rescue, rope rescue, safe scaffold assembly. So really a great deal for North Dakota Safety Council and all their members. Groundbreaking is taking place here in a few minutes over in Bismarck today, and that's on Canary Avenue, right?
Yep, 1710. We just found out our address, 1710 Canary Avenue. We're just north of the MDU Resources Community Bowl and Aquatic Center, so it's the location.
Sounds great.
You know, great.
Congratulations, Chuck, to everybody at North Coast Safety Council. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the time, Scott. Appreciate it.
Family are always on the go. Work, school, errands, and activities often keep us away from our homes, but missing calls at home can be annoying and inconvenient. Now your important home telephone number can be as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com allows calls to your home telephone number to be routed to the cell phones of any member of your family, no matter where they are. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more. That's OurOldNumber.com.
The 10th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference is Tuesday, October 11th. Register today, hosted at the National Energy Center of Excellence at Bismarck State College Campus. Topics of the day include global oil outlook, clean energy, state and national energy policies and regional transmission and marketing constraints. I'll be there live to discuss the day's events on What's on Your Mind. Go to energynd.com/events. Registration fee is $95 through Tuesday, October 6th, so register now. Go to energynd.com/events.
PetroServe USA helps you feel better, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields, giving you choice at the pump. You decide what's best for you. And PetroServe USA is home to great specials all day, every day, at all of their locations. Like the 4-for-4 special. It's the best. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4. All day, every day. All month long, save on Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white or oven-roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches on wheat for just $2.29. Hershey's standard candy bars, 59 cents each. World's Kitchen Jerky, it's great. A 10-ounce bag's only $8.99. Old Dutch Family Pack of Chips, $1.99. Those deals and many more, plus register for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners every week at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This information comes from a reliable source, and it is regarding the Obamacare. Muslims are forbidden to pay for insurance, so all the Muslims under Obamacare will not pay. And he estimates that there are about 20 million Muslims currently in the United States. The other concern that I have is regarding the military. The order from President says that they can come in, join the military, and in 10 days be citizens. And they are not allowed to kill another Muslim. Thank you.
Well, I can't, you know, for one, the second one, there's no way you'd be able to join the military under those circumstances. I will forward that on to Congressman Kramer. Let's get that call to him, and we'll get the answers tomorrow. May have been prompted by our discussion coming up next hour with Fargo City Commission member Dave Pepcorn, specifically about an effort he's undertaking and receiving some criticism for, which is, I guess, to be suspected. But anyway, I think the reason I asked him to come here is I hope where there is other refugee resettlements, and the three big cities in North Dakota are Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck. is that maybe other communities will do what he's doing. Maybe there'll be other city commission members that'll do what he's doing and simply saying, let's get some factual data that we can assess this situation. What does this cost us? Because North Dakota's up there. I think highest per capita resettlement. So it's an issue. As far as your specific issues, though, I'm going to defer to Congressman Kramer on the Obamacare questions and others. Again, when you say it comes from a good source, what does that mean? It helps maybe if you tell me the source, so then I can go back to the source and say, are they actually saying that? You know, so anyway, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Every time I wake up, which is rare, but, you know, you wake up, go to the bathroom, or, you know, just kind of my wife snoring or, you know, something along those lines. She would say that more often than not, I wake her up, not from snoring. But what's funny is that, by the way, when I do wake her up from snoring, you know what she does? She grabs the pillow and adjusts it because it's usually my fault that I've gotten out of position and I don't have my neck even with the pillow underneath. And I learned that from Mike Lindell of MyPillow. But when I wake up, I always think, thank you, MyPillow, because I know I'm going to go right back to sleep in a nanosecond. Would you like to have that kind of sleep? Well, you can get that kind of sleep for a great deal, because the four-pack special for MyPillow now is $99.98. And what do you get for that? Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $179. And I'm telling you, folks, the second I put my head on a MyPillow, I said, this is different. Different than any other pillow I've ever, ever seen, known, slept on. It is. Use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Tell them Scott sent you. Best deal ever. Four for one. My gosh. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Kirsten Baszler was the other member of the land board that I couldn't remember. Thought of that during the break. So now I have, there's five. So Kirsten Baszler, Al Jager, Governor Dalrymple, Kelly Schmidt, and also Wayne Stengel, the Attorney General. They're on the land board. Going back to this, what a listener called a Lake Sakakawea mineral grab. And basically what it's saying is, okay, there's water over the minerals now, so we own them, not you. I don't think the state of North Dakota should ever pull this. You expect this stuff from the federal government. State of North Dakota shouldn't pull this. Smells to high heaven. And I've heard that Kelly Schmidt's in favor of this. I don't know that to be a fact, but we're going to ask some questions. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Because smells. Very smelly. And again, what are you taking? Who are you taking them from? Right? So these are acres, mineral acres, that are owned by people. They're owned by people that, in some cases, are North Dakotans. Some cases have family in North Dakota that have since moved away. You don't have enough revenue from the oil and gas industry, and I have to take mineral acres from people? Come on. The state's the big beneficiary on oil and gas revenue anyway. You look at who's really reaping the benefits. So I appreciate the listener bringing it up. And as I mentioned, we'll have one segment at least with Oil Patch Hotline on Energy Matters. But we'll get to the bottom of when the meeting is and what the arguments are on both sides of that and get to some resolution there for you. Okay? I promise. Tonight, the vice presidential debate between Mike Pence and Tim Kaine. Tomorrow on the program, a little analysis from, most importantly, you, our fine listeners. Get your take on the vice presidential debate. I always love those. But also, Brian Kilmeade of Fox News Channel is going to be here. And, well, of course, Congressman Kevin Cramer's Talk Radio Town Hall as well tomorrow on the program. Thursday, I'm live at the Lignite Energy Council's fall conference at the Ramco Hotel. Steve Moore is going to join us. President Trump. I almost said President Trump.
This is What's On Your...
Well, that's only a few months away. Yeah. Mr. Trump's top economic advisor. Stay tuned, folks.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week, Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discusses how to best prepare for an active shooter or violent event.
The very first step is to know where you are. And the best way to do that is to conduct a security assessment so that you can find out, how are my emergency response plans? And have I prepared adequately? Do I know what the police department's going to do when they get here? Do I know what the fire department's going to do? Have I coordinated with them? Do I have an evacuation plan for my building? Where am I going to take my people? Of course, you have all of the aspects of inside the building itself. What type of alarm system do we have inside? What kind of a notification system do we have? There's a lot of elements that come into play.
For more emergency planning tips and resources, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.